Here, I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Good afternoon and welcome. My guests today are a group of guys called the Thunder Brothers. They've been around Duluth for some time. Local music veterans, so to speak. It is Danny Eaton, Tim O'Hara, Jason No, and Mark. We've got Mark over here.
Mark Escola.
Mark Escola, correct. Well, guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me today. Tell me a little bit, when we do these homegrown sessions, it tends to be, a little bit of a different deal. Sometimes we have bands who will be coming through the area. A lot of visiting bands will come through the studio. But during Homegrown Week, it's all local guys. You know, it's all people from right here in the area. So we like to find a little bit about people's connections to Duluth. Are you guys all from Duluth originally? If not, where are you from? How long have you been here? What brought you here? Was it the music scene or was it something else?
I'm from New York originally, and I came here to teach at UMD in 2000. So I've been here for 14 years.
Okay.
See, I'm originally from Los Angeles, moved up here about 7 years ago, and just for business opportunities, and that's pretty much it. Found these guys to play with.
I'm from Duluth. I've been here all my life, except for a few years, and teach here at UMD. Sure.
This is Bill. I wasn't introduced, but I am here. I grew up in central Minnesota, actually spent some time down in the cities, and came up here for a job, actually, at UMD at the NRRI.
Okay. And Mark.
This is Mark. I grew up on the Iron Range where men are men and so are the women, but I moved down to Duluth and I actually got a master's degree from UMD and I taught at East High School for hundreds of years.
Okay.
And Dan Eaton and Jason Noe were the two guys that didn't say their name.
Oh, right. Yeah, the ghost men over here. Well, tell you what, I knew a little bit about that. I saw an article about you, Mark, on the NPR Classical. So I do want to talk a little bit about that teaching history in a minute. But why don't we start off with a tune here just to kind of break it in.
This one's called Whaling Fleet.
Thank you.
The Thunder Brothers, live from Studio A, jamming some progressive rock there. Nice, guys. What was the name of that tune again?
Wailing Fleet.
What was it?
Wailing Fleet.
Wailing Fleet. I noticed that's a pretty rockin' instrumental track. Is that pretty typical of what you guys do? Is it mostly instrumentals? Do you guys...
Yes, we do mostly instrumentals.
Okay, okay, cool.
Original, Instar Rentals.
Tell me a little bit about the formation of this band. I know you guys have been playing music, obviously, for a long time, but how long has this particular group been together?
This particular personnel has been together, what, 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
Six months.
Yeah, we got some of these heavy hitters from UMD here, Tom and Dan. You
know, sure. But there was a group called the Thunder Brothers that played in Homegrown last year, wasn't
yes,
there? Was that a different group of guys?
Yeah, we had some personnel changes. Bill is so hard to work with, some guys quit, you know. yes, but we've been playing for, what, 9 years?
Probably, yeah.
9 years, probably. Yeah.
And you guys have, I mean, I know a lot of you said, you know, you do different things for a living, and some of you have even been music teachers, so you probably have some pretty diverse backgrounds as far as music goes. Is this group something that really sort of caters to what you're used to as longtime musicians, or is this more of an experimental thing that is kind of born recently?
I'm a tuba player by trade.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let me play the tuba in the band, so I had to play keys. So I was like, okay, I can do that. They didn't want to do polkas, and they wanted to do rock. So I was like, all right, whatever, guys.
Sounds good.
So, yeah. But I'm a tuba player by trade.
How about the rest of you guys? Any thoughts on that? Is this particularly outside the comfort zone of anybody, or is it feel pretty natural?
Well, Bill and Mark contacted me. This is Tom. And, you know, I'd been playing mostly laid-back jazz and stuff like that lately. And Bill got me out to play some rock, and it's been really a lot of fun. He writes some really, really neat tunes. So it's been a cool experience getting back into cranking up the amp a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm classically trained. If I'm trained at all, but technically I guess I am. I have a cello player. Yes, I'm that too. Barely. Yeah, so this is fun. This is like our bowling night. I mean, this is just a great time out playing music with these guys.
Do you guys have a chance to play pretty frequently, or is this the kind of the first show in quite a while? Or are there other bands that you play with around town at different locations? Is it a weekly thing, or is it tough to find time to get out and play live?
We're hoping to play more. We played at Beaner's a little while ago, and we played at a food shelf benefit not too long ago. But I think we'd like to play more, yes.
Cool.
But everybody's so busy, especially Eaton. Well,
this is Dan. As individuals, we all play on worship teams at our church, at our churches, our respective churches. So we're all playing pretty much almost every week with other people, but outside of this band. But this is fun.
Sure. So, yeah. Well, there's a few things I want to ask about that. Before we get to that, though, why don't we do one more tune, and then I've got some specific questions about that and about some musical histories and hobbies and things. So let's hear another one, and we'll get to a discussion in a minute.
This one's totally different, featuring Mark Escala on cello. This is called "Dance of the Innocents."
Thank you.
Local group The Thunder Brothers, live from Studio A, performing tonight at Mr. D's as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. Thanks again, guys, for being here. That was a cool tune. So that song, Mark, I've got a few questions for you. That song featured Mark Escala on the cello there. He started out on the guitar and he switched to the cello. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with the cello. I know you're a multi-instrumentalist, but is the cello a place where you feel particularly at home?
I just like the cello. The cello doesn't always like me, but we're working it out. No, I love the cello. I love the stringed instruments. I taught orchestra for many years, and that's my main orchestral instrument. But
sure,
I
that begs the question. A few questions about your history as a music teacher. I know you were at Duluth East for a while. Well, you I think what you said was a million years or 100 years or something. It must have been quite a tenure. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was only at East for about 9 or 10 years, I don't even remember. And then I was at Central High School for 17 years. That was my longest. Then I taught band up on the range, and I actually taught orchestra up in Virginia and band and Cherry and Mountain Iron and Buell and in my early years. So,
is that something that you're still involved in?
No,
musical education?
No, I retired, and now I own a small construction company, and I have glue on my hands. I tried to wash off so I could play the cello.
And I know that you have quite a history with being an instrument tech, so to speak. I know that the fixing, the repairing, maybe the building or whatever it happens to be of many instruments is something that you've sort of fooled around with as a hobby or maybe a side profession for some time.
Yeah, I have a small repair shop in my house, so I do outside repairs. But yeah, I've built some guitars and built an electric cello and built a bass I took to Africa last summer and left it there. And just, I like to...
Africa?
Yeah.
Would you care to tell us?
I was on a mission trip there. I have a daughter and son-in-law that are with a thing called Iris Ministries. He's a bush pilot there. And we went there to check up on them, make sure they weren't selling drugs, that they were actually missionaries. And they are missionaries, and it's cool.
Well, that is certainly good. So how long is that something that you've been into as far as fixing instruments? Have you ever run into a situation where you have had to fix something that you weren't necessarily familiar with? Is it safe to say you were fixing instruments before you knew how to play most of them?
Yes. I actually started my first – I built my first guitar in 9th grade. I started repairing – I fixed some school instruments in 8th grade, I remember, for Mr. Davis. Yeah, I'm just wired that way. I like to do that stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well,
let's hear from the other guys.
he's a little shy. He's done talking about himself. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we hear? I don't know. We got time for one, maybe two more tunes. Why don't we hear one?
Okay, this is a real toe tapper, this one. It's called...
This is a tune called Deus Ex Machina. I actually came up with it listening to music that's completely unrelated to the way this song sounds. It's actually some heavy metal stuff called djent, which is really a super, probably the heaviest metal style there is. This is in odd time, and I inflicted this on my bros, so here goes. We'll be right back.
The Thunder Brothers, live from Studio A, local progressive rock group, performing tonight as part of the Homegrown Music Festival out at Mr. D's in West Duluth. It's the sort of West Side Homegrown Takeover for this Wednesday. They're going to be performing with 500 Million Society and the Boomchucks. What was the name of that tune there, guys?
Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina. So, a few more questions while we get situated over there. I know Homegrown, when I go out, you know, I typically try to go see a lot of shows during the week at Homegrown. And what I'll see is not necessarily the same five or six guys, but it seems like every venue you go to and every show that you see, you're noticing a lot of the same people, because it's really Duluth. The Duluth music scene is largely a big mashup of a lot of people that just sort of have different projects and see how their music jives with whether they're playing from with this person or that person from one day to the next. Is this the only band you guys are in? Does anybody else have other groups that they play with pretty frequently? Is anybody else sitting in with anyone, or is this the group, the super group?
This is the good group here, but I have also played with a few other things. This is Tom. So, yeah, I have a few other projects going.
Tell me about your background in guitar, Tom. Are you a multi-instrumentalist too, or is the guitar where you're most comfortable?
Yeah, no, the guitar is my main thing and only thing. I'm still trying to figure it out, so, yeah. But it's been fun. I have a, you know, I kind of a jack of all trades and master of none sort of a player. I got jazz going, I got rock going, I got acoustic guitar, classical. I like it all. That's my problem.
A lifelong learner, yeah. I suppose. And then, I'm sorry, it's Danny, correct, on the keys over here.
Yeah. Hey.
Who says his real instrument is the tuba?
Yeah.
Is that something you've been doing for a long time? Is playing the keys, or is that something you picked up pretty recently?
No, I picked it up in I grew up just playing piano by ear a lot, like 6th, 7th grade. I used to sit at the piano with my boombox. That'll date you, with my boombox,
right.
And try to just figure out songs on the keys. And my favorite band was Toto, and they ran two keyboard players who were phenomenal. And so I used to sit down and try to play David Page and Steve Porcaro, not Jeff Porcaro, who was the drummer, but play their stuff, and I'd go through all that. And so playing piano was just a side thing for me, but tuba was the big thing. And then, not many bands call for tuba players.
Right.
Unless you're playing polka bands, and I haven't been in many polka bands.
Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, but, I got pretty proficient at keys, and I'm a keyboard player. Just like some people are vocal stylists, I'm a keyboard stylist,
Yeah.
I'll fit in the cracks. I can play organ and, whatever, and keys. And
the keyboard stylings of Danny Eaton.
I am classically trained, though. I will say that. I do have my minor in piano. But that was years ago.
Well, that just makes me feel... I took piano lessons for like 8 years, and I never felt like I could figure the darn thing out. And here this guy just switches from the tuba to the piano like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, not quite. But yeah.
Classically trained musicianship.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Some people, it's natural. I guess it was natural for me. I don't know. But I had to work my butt off to get to where I'm at, what I'm doing. So, yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hey, let's hear one more tune, shall we?
All right. What are we playing? That's Beautiful. This tune is called That's Beautiful. I actually wrote it for a dear friend of mine who is no longer with us. Friend of mine, John Willman.
Thank you.
The Thunder Brothers, live from Studio A. That's local musicians Danny Eaton, Bill Bergerson, Tom O'Hara, Mark Escala, and Jason Noe. They're going to be performing tonight at Mr. D's out in the West Side, coming up at 10:30. They'll be playing for 500 Million Society. It'll be after that. Then it's the Boomchucks. That's all happening after the big event at Clyde Ironworks. Guys, thank you very much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.
For taking the time.
Glad to be here.
Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, Rick McLean, Cameron Flackney, and me, Mike Nowitzki. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.